From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Questions about Yemen's ceasefire. The halt to fighting is yet to take hold early Tuesday as United Nations brokered peace talks open in Switzerland. A ceasefire is aimed at halting more than a year of fighting between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and an Arab coalition. The degree of commitment to the seven-day truce remains unclear, with no word whether Houthi rebels will honor the agreement. President Barack Obama says he is confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against the Islamic State. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday following a meeting with his national security team, the president said the IS is losing ground.
So far, ISIL has lost about 40% of the populated areas it once controlled in Iraq, and it will lose more.
Mr. Obama announced no change in strategy, but said coalition forces will continue to search for and kill terrorist leaders and train and equip forces battling Islamic State militants. Secretary of State John Kerry will use a visit to Russia Tuesday to plan for Friday's meeting in New York of the International Syria Support Group. A U.S. official said Kerry will also discuss efforts to get full implementation of the Minsk agreement, which includes a ceasefire in eastern Ukraine. More than two dozen senior military and police officials in Burundi have gone on trial for their alleged involvement in a failed attempt to oust President Pierre Nkurunziza. The 28 defendants include former defense minister Cyril Ndayirukiye and five generals. Prosecutors say the men are charged with trying to overthrow the government last May, as well as killing soldiers and other acts of violence. This is VOA News. South Africa's president has replaced the finance minister for a second time in the past week. Anita Powell reports.
South Africa's new finance minister, Pravin Gordhan, joked about how long he expected to stay in his second round at the job after his sudden appointment late Sunday.
So how long can you expect?
10 minutes from now.
Okay.
Gordhan takes over from little-known MP David Van Rooyen, who was abruptly appointed last week, one day after President Jacob Zuma fired Finance Minister Kanhla Nene. The sudden shakeup hit South Africa's economy as the ailing currency fell further and stock prices plummeted. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Nigerian army troops shot and killed members of a Shiite group over the weekend after the group allegedly attacked the convoy of Nigeria's army chief. The Islamic Movement of Nigeria says soldiers killed up to 300 of its members in the northern city of Zaria in Kaduna State. Other reports put the death toll much lower at 20. A small group of supporters of human rights lawyer Pu Zhijiang ignored intimidation from authorities and rallied outside a Beijing courtroom Monday. Pu is charged with publishing several social media messages that were critical of the government and officials. If found guilty, he could face up to 8 years in prison. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
We urge Chinese authorities to release Mr. Pu and call upon China to uphold fundamental civil rights and fair trial guarantees as enshrined in the PRC Constitution and its international human rights commitment.
The hearing on Monday lasted little more than 3 hours. A French nursery school teacher who claimed he was stabbed in his classroom by an Islamic State supporter has admitted to prosecutors that he invented the story. Prosecutors are trying to find out why he lied. The U.S. Army announced Monday it will court-martial Sergeant Bo Bergdahl on charges of desertion and putting his fellow soldiers in danger in Afghanistan. Bergdahl spent 5 years as a prisoner of the Taliban before he was freed last year in exchange for five Taliban fighters held at the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. If convicted, Bergdahl could spend the rest of his life in a military prison. State police say Turkey withdrew some of its forces from a camp outside the Iraqi city of Mosul as part of what the military called an rearrangement. Turkish forces have been operating in Iraq, helping to train local fighters. Earlier this month, Turkey sent troops to the Mosul area, saying they were needed for protection. That move angered the Iraqi government, which demanded that Turkey withdraw its troops and threatened to take the matter to the United Nations. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.